Hi everyone, and welcome to the third Round Ox Quality Control podcast. Throughout this week is that week, so we'll be helping to raise awareness for laboratory professionals all around the globe. So this podcast, I am joined by two fellow scientists, Martin and Zoe, the unsung heroes of healthcare. Martin and Zoe, good to have you along with me today.
Thanks for having us.
Not a problem. So I'm just going to ask you a few questions and we'll run through it. So first of all, Martin, I'll throw the first question out to you. What made you want to become a medical laboratory professional?
Well, I studied biomedical science in university and really enjoyed working in the lab. There was loads of career paths I could have taken, but I decided that I want to become a medical research and development scientist because I wanted to help discover new techniques for improving health worldwide.
Very good. So Zoe, the next question is for you. How did you find out about a career in clinical laboratory science?
I always liked doing science in school. I saw myself as doing a STEM-related subject. It was only when I went to a university talk and spoke to a scientist that I saw myself working in the field of clinical science.
And this next one will be for the both of you. So, Martin, we'll maybe start with you. What is your job title right now, and can you give us a brief description of your role?
Well, I'm a medical research and development scientist. My role involves helping with the design, development, and clinical validation of the biochip array diagnostic assays, which is essentially finding new ways to improve the detection of renal disease.
Very good. And Zoe, the same question to you.
My job title is clinical laboratory scientist. Within this, we perform a variety of laboratory tests to ensure the quality of test results. We also evaluate new methods and study the effectiveness of laboratory tests.
Thanks, Zoe. So Martin, what does your average day at work involve?
Well, that's one thing I love about my job. No 2 days are the same. One day I might be working on the validation for one project, and then the next day I might be helping develop a strategy for an upcoming project. So there's a lot of variation.
So it's quite interesting, Martin. And Zoe, what makes you excited in your job?
It's amazing to think that my work could have such a positive effect for people all around the world.
Thanks, Zoe. Martin, can you give us the listeners a strength of yours as an R&D scientist?
Well, thinking creatively is a big part of what we do, so coming up with creative solutions to problems is really interesting, and it's even better because I'm quite good at it.
It always helps, Martin, doesn't it?
It does indeed.
So moving on, Zoe, what's your favourite test to perform?
I'd say my favourite test to perform is HbA1c, simply because it requires pre-treatment, which is the same as that of a patient sample.
And Martin, the same question to you.
Well, we would run a lot of niche and esoteric tests. I think those are my favourite just because it's interesting to run something different.
Brilliant. And Martin, the next question I'll give to you. Could you give your best advice to a student or a new graduate looking to work in the field of CLS or even as an R&D scientist?
Well, I think if you study a course which gives you the opportunity to work in the lab, definitely take full advantage of it and learn as much as you can. And learn the term GLP, which is good lab practice, because you will always be asked that in interviews.
So our second last question. Zoe, right now, what is inside your lab coat pocket?
In my lab coat pocket, I have a pen and some goggles.
And Martin, same question to you.
I have a pair of unused gloves and a reagent kit insert.
Oh, very good. Last question then for the both of you. Can you both correct a common misconception of medical lab professionals? Martin, we'll start with you.
I think a common misconception a lot of people would have about laboratory professionals is that we're boring.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Martin.
So I do a lot of stuff in my spare time. Like, for instance, I enjoy going to the gym. I do a bit of personal training in my spare time as well. I also like to do kayaking and rock climbing.
Bit of an adrenaline junkie then?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. And Zoe, what about yourself?
I do some ballet in my spare time, and I've also been an extra in a few TV shows.
Oh, that's very interesting, Zoe. That's everything we've got time for today. I would like to thank both Martin and Zoe, our two scientists, for taking part today. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
No problem.
Until our next podcast, enjoy.